translation. This is spoken by Svayambhuva Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. So he says, "My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you were very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife. And you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Huh? Only 5 years old, he went to the forest and did yoga for God realization. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Purport. Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants in his family. Because at the age of only 5 years, Dhruva began meditating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And within 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. Factually, Dhruva Maharaj is the glory of the Manu dynasty, or the human family. The human family begins from Manu. The Sanskrit word for man is Manushya, which means descendant of Manu. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj the glory of the family of Svayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of the entire human society. Because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Godhead, he was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivesesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Shivasaji Gaur Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Ya panchavasho jananim tvam vihaya matu sapadnya vachasa bhinamanama vanam gatastapasa pratyakaksham harajya lebimutni padam trilokya. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you were very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife. And you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, You have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Dhruva Maharaj gives us an example of going to a turning point. In our lives, there are turning points. Turning points means we turn around and we start to do something new. These turning points are important. One turning point in the life of all of us were when we had Shraddha, so much faith in our heart that by turning to Krishna consciousness, we would be very successful in our true desires in life. This was a turning point. We left material life and we came to Krishna consciousness. It was a very important time in our life. Today I want to speak another turning point, which I feel every one of you should sincerely contemplate to do, to make their lives now into all what it can become in Krishna consciousness. See, Dhruva Maharaj's point here is he was very young, only 5 years, but he turned to Krishna. He could see, he couldn't solve his life the way it went on. He needed help. He saw himself as utterly in need of Krishna's help. And therefore, he surrendered. In the life of a devotee, we have joined. But have we really joined? The moment where you really become a devotee is when you accept your own helplessness in bringing your life where you wish to bring it and turning to the Lord. And here comes the word which is important. Starting a sincere relationship. It's called sambandha. The life of a conditioned soul stops not by joining a movement. The life of a conditioned soul doesn't stop by you just starting in some ways to chant and take to a process of sadhana. The life of a conditioned soul only stops at the moment he becomes extremely sincere about his relationship to Krishna. In the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is said like this, O Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world, today I surrender unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. This is something we need to do not once. We need to live in this consciousness. I have forgotten you. And as a result, I have gone far, far away from you. Now today, what is today? Today is the 10th of December, which year 2010, I'm sorry. Don't wait for 2020. Do it now. My dear Lord, I'm surrendering unto you. We have a relationship. I have forgotten that, even though I proclaimed myself a member of the Hare Krishna movement. And I've tried to arrange everything on my own. I tried also, I believed that others could arrange my life. I thought the institution could take care of me. I thought the GBC would decide everything. But I am now turning to you and surrendering to you. By the way, this doesn't mean that an institution and its leadership is not good. It is necessary. However, it can never replace your own individual decision to surrender to Krishna. It is very important that it is an individual decision. And when devotees on an individual level decide, I will put my life into Krishna's hand, our movement will get so much strength. Our leadership will feel so supported and everything will prosper and blossom and develop because the deciding turning point has been done. So this getting into a relationship with Krishna, this is where I want to start really my lecture today. That is possible when you develop a certain mood in your heart. This mood is expressed in a Sanskrit term called sevan mukhe. Mukhe means face, and un means thoughts, and sevan comes from seva, it means service. So sevan mukhe is a Sanskrit word which means someone who turns his face towards service. This is how you can develop your relationship with Krishna. I would like if someone goes to the pujari department. Janarana. Secret. See, in the jiva, in the soul, sleeps a great power. That is the inclination to do service. This power sleeps in the soul just like fire sleeps in wood or in a match. So this fire in a match can become a little manifest, that is, when it is just evoked by striking it. But that same fire can become more evoked and more present when it burns an entire village. Then it's really a big fire. The fire can become still more powerful when it burns an entire country. Like last summer, there was fire around Moscow, and it was such a big fire that we in Germany felt hot. It was really fully evoked. So, Hare Krishna. So, the jiva is this inclination to do service. It is a little evoked when we do some little service. This tendency to do service, this fire, is totally extinguished. Extinguished means it stops when the soul enters the Brahman. Because in the Brahman there is no God to render service to. So this fire is not there. It's extinguished. It goes out. finished. When the soul comes to the Vaikuntha planets, it relates to, where it relates towards God, Narayan, with a certain distance brought about by awe and reverence, that fire burns more, but not yet completely, because there is this feeling of, oh, I can't come close, I can't really massage the feet of the Lord. I would like, but He is so great, and He has His servants for this. Let me glorify Him with Vedic hymns. Huh? But that fire, which is the greatest power which the living entity have, it's called dasatva, dasatva, the power of servitude, huh? Becomes totally and very naturally invoked in Braj, where the devotees relate to Krishna not with a sense of distance, but with a unique sense of mamatva, means He is mine, He is my friend. It is described about the cowherd boys, that when Krishna is a little tired only in Vrindavan, they immediately come to Krishna and say, Krishna, you are tired, sleep now. Here, and they sit down and they offer their laps as a cushion for Lord Krishna, and Krishna then immediately goes to bed and sleeps heavily under the tree, and the cowherd boys do serve Balaram, massages his feet, and but then the other cowherd boys feel Krishna should really lie on my lap. My lap is perfectly suited to be a cushion for Krishna's head. And Krishna, knowing that His devotees so much wish to serve Him as a pillow, in this case, something He can rest His head on, Krishna expands Himself in as many forms as there are cowherd boys, so that all of them can have the service which they so much want at this moment to relieve Krishna's tiredness. And Krishna does it so discreetly that no one of the cowherd boys sees that Krishna is resting on the other Sakha's lap. Because they might feel, oh, my lap is best, really, for Krishna. In other words, Krishna goes through, expands Himself in as many forms as there are cowherd boys, in order, this is the important point, to accommodate their very fire-like, firestorm-like desire to serve Krishna as a pillow. Krishna becomes, in other words, responsive to the desire to serve Him. And therefore, the desire to serve and service to Krishna is so wonderful that God Himself comes under the control of His servant and feels He should accommodate the desire of the service. My dear devotees, in the conditioned state, the service attitude is very small, like this, and can easily be wiped out by some disappointments and obstacles. Gone. In Brahman, there is no service. Burnt match. You can't serve. But when you start, even in this world, to serve Krishna in all sincerity, the fire becomes bigger, as if I would now burn this cloth and then burn this seed and burn everything else. Janardhan is getting afraid. I should never. This Swami is dangerous. To our wonderful Krishna Balarama. Don't worry, it's just an illustration. My dear devotees, how strong is your fire? Is it weak that every little thing, some mentalni problemski, mental problem, or when you are tired, then you, or when you have back pain, stop with the service, no, now it's me, you know. When you have a little fire, a weak fire, you will always be burned out, finished, and suffer from the coldness of the heart. But if you become ablaze in Krishna consciousness, which means very practical, it's not a very esoterical, which means you serve Krishna and increase your inclination to serve Him. Oh, that fire will burn even while you're here in this world. All the shells which are around the soul. There are many shells. The most powerful of it is the ego shell, covering. It will burn. So, the turning point is when you understand, I must increase my service. It is important. I have this dasatva sleeping in me. It is within in me. A person who increases his fire is not even afraid of jalajwala, the fire at death, the fever which comes and burns, because he has another fire burning in him. The fire of dasatva, I wish to do service. He has cultivated this. Sevan Mukhe. So I would like to now bring the two points together which you have heard. That is, a relationship to Krishna which is based on service. How should you do that practically? The easiest, the first meeting of the conditioned soul with Krishna takes place when he meets the holy name and serves the holy name in all seriousness. This is explained by a well-known verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You all know it, most of you know it, especially the Brahmin initiated amongst you, so kindly repeat with me. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. This verse speaks about Krishna's coming into the life of a devotee. It says, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name or form, qualities and pastimes. No, when a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. My dear devotees, two points are made. First of all, Krishna and anything about Krishna, his form, his name, his form, cannot be perceived, understood, or grasped by the material senses. If you want to make on your own an endeavor to bring Krishna into your heart, it's as unsuccessful as the endeavor of a dwarf to reach up and try to catch the moon. It's not possible. The moon cannot be grasped by the dwarf. Dwarf means small man. Mm-hmm. So, in the same way, the material senses can never ever hope to understand Krishna. You can't chant Hare Krishna. You can't see the deities with your eyes. You can chant the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra, and you can see the circumference of the deities. But, it's important, but, however, there's one way out, huh? If you turn your face to service and you become a servant, at that time a fire begins in you. A fire which is a very pleasing, cooling fire, which will attract Krishna. Oh, this devotee is ablaze. This devotee shines. In our japa retreats and kirtan retreats, and we just completed yesterday one in Govardhan, which was very, 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 very blessed. We always try to make the point that the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. There's a shloka by Rupa Goswami where he worships the lotus feet of the holy name. Does a name have feet and then walk away or come on the feet? Only a person has feet. So when Rupa Goswami says, I worship your lotus feet, O holy name, he speaks of the form of Krishna, the beautiful feet which have tulsi stuck to the feet. Nikila Shruti Moli Ratnamala Beauty Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshrayami. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as Upanishads, crown jewels of the Vedas. Huh? Imagine this. The holy name stands there with his feet, the dhoti, this deep navel, his broad chest and the nipples on the chest, which are so red, and the shoulders and his face and his beautiful smile. And before this holy name, there are all the Vedas and Upanishads and Offa and Arati stand in line. Oh, you are the best. You are the best form of God because you can be assessed. One can come to you by just chanting your holy name. But how? My dear devotees, you are all chanting. Are you on fire? Are you ablaze? That fire will only come when you start to serve the holy name of Krishna in his most merciful form. You need to do Naam Seva. Because how will Krishna come to us? We will just be in Vrindavan under a bush and then call Russian tears? or German tears or American tears, after smearing a little psychological information into our mind? No, the Lord will come. He will come. He wants to come when you begin to turn your face in service towards Him. Do Naam Seva. Do the service of to that Lord who is most merciful, who is most accessible, who is there for you. He's there for you. And then something happens. The Lord descends on your tongue. Remember, the material senses can't grab the Lord, but the Lord can come. He can arrive. He can descend. The example of this is, in my mind, Maharaj Bharata. Maharaj Bharata is a king. Sorry, I'm trying to find something for you here. He was a king who gave up everything to find Krishna, and he made a mistake. He fell down. He did something which was unbefitting to a surrendered soul, and as a result became a deer. And as the deer, he remembered, oh, I had not had sufficient association. I was alone in the forest, and therefore I couldn't reveal my mind and confidence and could not get help. So I, when I had fallen in love wrongly with the wrong, with the deer, then I could not free myself from this attachment because I couldn't reveal my mind. So he kept Sadhu Sangha in the form of a deer. But I don't want to speak about this. I want to speak about his death, which is remarkable. When this deer died, he smiled broadly, said the Bhagavatam, as the 5th canto, 14th chapter, and he said, Narayanaya Haraye, Narayanaya Haraye, all respects to Narayan. All respects to Lord Hari. He chanted. How is this possible? Have you ever seen a deer saying to you, hello? Or Hare Krishna, Hari Bol? It's anatomically not possible. When 3 years or 4 years ago in Goloka Dham, that is our place in Germany, one of our places in Germany where we worship Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, a little deer baby, Bambi, came. This deer baby's mother was shot by hunters, and it came to take, it was actually found dying in the forest. His brother or sister had already died, and this little deer was next to the dead brother. And one devotee was there on a japa box, saw the deer, and the deer went, moof, moof, moof. And the devotee said, okay, come along. And carried the deer to Goloka Dham and gave goat milk. Cow milk doesn't work with deer. You have to give deer milk or goat milk. So we gave goat milk every day. And the deer became tame. It liked the devotees. It stayed when devotees chanted on the lawn. It came close by I remember once I chanted and the deer was there, whoop, and it went in the side. I said, I'm not Maharaj Bharata, you know, I will not give up my chanting, no. This is Maya, you sit here and you chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the deer went, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. No. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It can't say Hare Krishna. It's anatomically not possible. Vocal cords, tongue, mouth, it's not shaped like this. But if Krishna comes into the on the tongue and in the vocal cords, huh? If Krishna appears, then even a deer can chant, like this deer, this Maharaj Bharata deer, huh? He chanted this Narayanaya Haraye. Similarly, my dear devotees, we are so, you know, we are like, I will say it now in Bosnian language, we are black ants on a black stone in a black night in a black universe. Ooh, not very good. How can we profess to contact God? Hey God, come. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm a Hare Krishna. You know, I have my initiation name, Hare Nama, blissful. You know, that's my name. You have to appear. I have to be. No, black ant. The Lord can descend, but when will he come on your tongue? When you become ablaze, when you become full with dasatva, filled with the desire to serve. Now don't think this is difficult to really become, not do just a little 2-hour service, 3-hour service, then I get prasadam, you know, no, but become voluntarily motivated and ablaze with service. Jiva Goswami says, bhakti is so wonderful. Bhakti is so wonderful, even if you only aspire, it means you sincerely want to do service, already you feel blissful. And then when you find your service and go fully into it and give fully everything into this, wow, you become ablaze. My dear devotees, when you go back to your home places, I mean, when you make the terrible mistake to leave your home, Vrindavan. I say it like this, you know, this is home. But if you have to go and do your service, before you leave, aspire to increase the fire of your service. You need to have focus for this on a service which has been given by your spiritual master or which you can do, and then you have to put your energy into it, full energy, and then you begin to burn. Then something happens. This fire is the only fire which can kill the fire of desire, material desires which bind you. Only if you go into your service and, wait a minute, do this service for Krishna, just for you, Radha and Krishna. No? You must do it in sambandha, in relationship to Krishna. Then you will experience a cooling fire which will take care and remove the fire of material desire. Yes. Prabhupada said in relationship to chanting, he made it so clear. He said, chanting means to always keep the company of Krishna within your heart. No? That means don't chant absent-minded. Chant present-minded. Chant for Krishna. I have a meditation for you, which we do in the West, but here we are in Radha Shyam Sundar's temple. I can't really do what I do in the West. Here I feel shy. What you must do is very simple. Before you chant, you should disconnect yourself from everything. No mobile phone, no mobile mind, no? This is the biggest mobile phone. Always dum, something comes, dum, 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 never you have peace. No. And you imagine you are alone. Let everything around you and your task just disappear before the holy name. And then with great affection and respect, oh holy name, you start to chant. You can go in your mind to Vrindavan, to a place which you like to chant in Vrindavan. Maybe you like to chant under the tamal tree here in this temple. Maybe you like to chant at a suitable holy place. And there you go and let everything else go. Let it go. Let it go away. So that you are free to focus on Krishna. It is like sitting alone in a mountain or being alone on an ocean, you know. Only Radha and Krishna. And then you chant to them. You chant to them. Here in this temple, we have the 24-hour kirtan, which was led so glorious by our Aindra Prabhu, and which now is there's a continuation by the wonderful devotees who are taking care that this very important project of Srila Prabhupada, the 24-hour kirtan in the holy dham, continues. Huh? Once Aindra Prabhu was asked, how do you bring feeling to the chanting? I don't like to chant dry rounds or dry kirtans. How do you bring some feeling? And he said something very much in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. Chant with a feeling of separation. We feel now separated from Radha and Krishna, and we address them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. I'm always a little careful to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in an ISKCON audience because everyone gets the bhashra, psychological bottom is fresh. And then an automatic program starts. Okay, this is time to wake up in the class. I have to now somehow pronounce this mantra. So often we chant like this. This is not how to chant. You must chant while thinking of the persons whose name you chant. You must develop a relationship. It's for Radha and Krishna. It's not just like a computer, you know, you start to put a button and all the things starts to go, the thing goes up or down and you already shake for that you lose the text. It's not like this. The chanting should not be like a computer program. You know, you have to bring your heart to this, and this will happen when you start understanding it. I'm now feeling separation from Krishna. I must make the contact. I must make the relationship. And how do I do this? With service. Service mentality. Sanat Kumar Samhita, a wonderful Samhita, says five meditations which each devotee should do every day, and you should never become tired of these 5 points. Would you like to know them? Yeah. But it costs $1,000 for each one of you. Because if you do these, your Krishna consciousness is there. It's not so cheap. I'm trying to make that a little drama so that everyone wakes up. Don't worry. Here's the first one. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. When you chant, this is good meditation. I'm surrendering to you, Radha Krishna. Here's the second one. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. My body, my tongue. In the Japa retreat, one well-meaning devotee came to me and said, we have to do so much service. There are so many people attending this year. Too much service. It's too much for me. I'm not meant for this. And I said, but Prabhu, do you want to become a dry match? Or do you want to become a blaze? Then, if you want to get this cooling fire of Krishna consciousness, serve more. Serve more. Whatever is yours, that is your body, your mind, is in truth Radha Krishna's property. Everything is for your sake. That's the third. Fourth, everything is for your enjoyment. And for those of us who are like me, that is, who understand very slowly, nothing is meant for my enjoyment. So this means you come in relationship. You address Radha and Krishna. And you do this in the service spirit. Now I have to look at the clock. If you don't do seva, naam seva, you will never get the naam. You will only get some letters. But if you do naam seva, service, do some sacrifice, everything is for you. Ah, Krishna is there with his lotus feet and all his priceless ornaments like his crown and his peacock feather, everything there. Yes. A good example of someone who didn't do service, who was a dry match, was Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati lived in Kashi as the leader of 60,000 sannyasis. He was the undisputed lord and Ishvara of the spiritual people in Kashi. And when he heard that there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing kirtans with many people in his territory, in his turf, so to say, he was envious. When he heard that many of the people which he tried to induce with his Mayavadi philosophy were now chanting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this sentimental person is not even a sannyasi. A sannyasi will not dance with music with ordinary people. Not serious. This Chaitanya is this. A big list, he said. So one Brahmana heard this and went to Lord Chaitanya and he talked and then he had a question. Why did this Prakashananda always say Chaitanya. But why didn't he say your name, Krishna Chaitanya? Mahaprabhu said he couldn't say Krishna because he doesn't do service. He doesn't have a service attitude. No sevanmukhe, no feeling, you know, Brahman. In Brahman, there is no you and the Lord, everything is one. Therefore, he can't even say Krishna. Do you get the point? You can't say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, if you don't have a service attitude. My dear devotees who keep the 24 hours alive, 24 hour kirtans alive, this is a serious seva project. It's serious. My dear devotees, when you go back to the West, or when you stay here, take seva with you and become ablaze. So how to serve the holy name? This is a total different chapter, and it is another lecture. I want to very much talk to you about the secrets of how the holy name will can be served while chanting. While chanting, I'm speaking of japa and kirtan. And I want to do this tomorrow evening in the newly established Balaram Hall, which is warm and comfortable, even in the evening, at 5 o'clock, says Janara. 5 o'clock. Panj Bhaje. So there you will learn. This was just an introduction to present this point and this turning point. My dear devotees, why are we not yet fully Krishna conscious? Why don't we feel Brajananda and Namananda and Namaruchi and everything? We are still a little dry, a little burnt, matched devotees, especially me, you know. So this can be changed very nicely by the main method to become Krishna conscious, that is to chant the holy name. But how? You must chant it in sambandha, a relationship where you turn to them, and with a certain inner orientation, the service orientation. And more on this later. Now I will turn to Janardhan Prabhu for some information. Janardhan Prabhu, 20 past 9, should we stop or what is? One question is allowed by my example in devotional service, Janardhan Prabhu. Yes, so it reads to be a really good question. I really have to make sure that I will use now my mystical powers to see who or to read your minds. No, I can't do this. I'm joking. Who feels he has a good question to share that the audience would be totally in ecstasy? Everyone's head goes down except the Russian heads. I have seen you first, probably. Speak very clearly so that we can understand.
You said the fire has to get the light. How do you add fuel into the fire? I mean, how do you keep a fire? And what is the fuel for this fire?
Very good. Very good, Prabhuji. Thank you for your question. Very good question. Have you heard Prabhuji's question? Let us repeat it so that we can all focus. You have said the fire of Krishna consciousness has to be kept alive. But how to do it? What fuel do we have to supply? Ordinary fire, we bring firewood, it goes. But what do we have to bring here? Eagerness. Eagerness is a form, an increased form of desire. Desire, everything starts with desire. Then the desire becomes stronger. It's called eagerness. And when it still comes more stronger, it's called greed or even anxiety. You know, I must have this. It's like water. When it's like this, cool, it's called desire. When I put it on the flame and it starts to go a little bit, boil a little, not boil, but become warm, it becomes eagerness. And then when it boils, it's called really, you know, anxiety. I must have this Krishna consciousness. So where do you get this type of desire? Have you ever tried to desire something good and it didn't work? I want to desire to make advancement. And the next thing is you desire, I really want a pizza now, you know. And of course you run to the pizza. You can't so easily tell your mind to desire something. But desire starts, is becoming stronger and feels like fire by Sangha. Sangat Sanjayate Kamat. Second chapter of Gita. No? By Sangha, by associating, making a contact, Sangha, you have an influence on your desire. In the right association, you desire. Have you ever been in an association of people crying and you thought, I will never cry. I'm from Germany, I'm not from India. You know, but then people around you cry. And all of a sudden something, no, why not? You know, desire comes in association. It even works against your old desire, you know. The association. Sangha. But I want to answer the second part of your question, which you have not asked. When there is a fire of desire, by what does it become extinguished? By aparad. Offense. That then you don't desire. It's even said when you make continuous nam aparat, you will develop material desires. Material or the opposite. Offenses very not useful for spiritual life. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Think about, take something with you, discuss it with your friends, how to become ablaze with the service mood. And you will see. And second point, what did you learn? Relationship. You need to serve whom? The holy name. And the holy name is Radha and Krishna, so you can only chant it really when you enter into a relationship. Very important. A relationship of service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Goni Tai ki. Shishi Krishna Balaram ki. Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.